Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're learning one of the most consequential si'ifim in all of Chelek Dalet, and this is Simin Shin Mem Hei Si'if Zayin. So officially, it's page Kuf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, but we start on page 392, Kuf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. And this is the definition of Rishus HaRabim. Obviously, very critical halach lemaisa, because if we could define Rishus HaRabim, and define more importantly what is not a Rishus HaRabim, we know where we can build an Eruv. But when something is a Rishus HaRabim, we're not going to be able to build an Erev there. So, for example, can you make an Erev in Manhattan? Can you make an Erev in the Five Towns? So, a lot of this will relate to how we define Rishus HaRabim. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ezu Rishus HaRabim. What is a Rishus HaRabim? What are the qualifications that it requires to be a Rishus HaRabim? So, Rechovos, Ushvakim, Aruchavim, Tesayin Amma. First of all, it has to be something that's 16 Amos wide, whether it be a town square or a large streets, it also cannot have a roof on it, and it cannot have walls. Those are three qualifications. 16 amos wide, no roof, no walls. But it could have side walls if it opens up from one end to the other end, and that could still be a Rishus HaRabim. Provided that the doorways on the ends don't get closed at night. That is a Rishus HaRabim. That is the first opinion, that those are all the qualifications you need in order to make something Rishus HaRabim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'yesh Omrim, Shekol She'en Shishim Ribo Ovrim Bo B'chol Yom, Ein Rishus HaRabim. That if you don't have 600,000 people go there every single day, then it is not a Rishus HaRabim. So that would disqualify a lot of places, just about every place, from being a Rishus HaRabim, which would mean, if you hold like that second opinion, it would qualify a lot of places to have an Eruv, because it's very few places meet that criteria of having Shishim Ribo, of having 600,000 people that are over in Bo B'chol Yom. So whether we paskin like the first opinion over here or the second opinion is going to be critical. And even if you paskin like the second opinion, we have to define what that means, that you have 600,000 people over in Bo, 600,000 people that pass by on the streets, 600,000 people in total in the city. So anyway, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Rechovos, Udrachim Shovrim Meir Liyar Avigamkin Rosh Hashra Mishum Shchichi Bamrabim. A very important line. The Mishnah Berurah says that any passageway, any road that goes from one city to the other is the very definition of a Rishus HaRabim. That is a place that it's Shchichi Bam Rabim, that a lot of people are there. And that's it's derived from a Rashi and a Rambam. And it's but that would also need to be 16 Amos wide, the Sharetzin points out. But that's a critical definition. This is why Rav Shechter holds that our Five Towns Erev isn't good. He holds that you can't have an Erev with a train that goes from one city to the other, because he holds that's the definition of Rishus HaRabim, that that a train takes people from one city to the next. So I remember when we had a meeting about the Erev many years ago, so they asked Rabbi Feitman Shlita asked Rav Shechter Shlita, he said, but in Vilna they had a train that went through the Erev, and Rav Shechter said, they never asked me for Ashkacha on the Erev in Vilna. This is a shita that, yeah, okay, fine. But it's based on this idea that if you have a place that's designated to take people from a passageway from one city to the next, that is a Rishus HaRabim. Haruchavim Tezayin Amas, 16 Amas. Why? Dialfinu Midigle Midbar. Where do we get that number? Because we learn it from the Digle Midbar. Shemakom Hiluchagol, so Yimachzik Tezayin Amas. The wagons that traveled in the Midbar took up 16 Amas. Valkenema Yipachs Mizashir in Rishus HaRabim Minatora El Carmelis. And therefore, anything less than that is not going to be Rishus HaRabim. And why can't it have a roof? Because the Digle Midbar didn't have a roof. If we lash him mishar l'shar and open from one end to the other, pirush hashar mechuvanim zekeneg zeh. It has to be straight. If it curves in the middle, so even though there's a way in on one side of the city and a way out on the other side of the city, but it curves in the middle, so it doesn't go straight from one to the other, then that would not be a Rishus HaRabim. V'yeshel also derech ha-mechuvan mishar l'shar called in Rishus HaRabim. Now the whole pathway in between one gate and the other is all a Rishus HaRabim v'ayin b'ralacha. V'ayin dal sosav, and it has to be that the doors don't get locked at night. V'im delas achas and elas b'layla ayin l'kamam sim shin samach dalet mishal bura sivkat and vav. You're going to have to hang on till sim shin samach dalet to find out what the halach is if one of the doors gets closed at night but not the other. Nu'ulos, milashon zem mash madim lo hayu nu'ulos mamish, aval pish shiruyos linol lo nisbat al yedei zeh shem rishus ram. The implication is that if they don't actually get closed at night, even though there are doors that can close it off, but they just never actually close them, so it does not lose the shem rishus rabim because they're open. That is a reflection of one opinion that we're going to have later on in submission samuktal that ayin sham the yeshomrim. But then the Shulchan Aruch quoted this other yeshom shekol shein shishim ribo, that if you don't have 600,000, so svir lehu degam lezeh bin endumya de digle midbar shoyu shishim ribo. He holds that it needs to be shishim ribo, like the digle midbar was shishim ribo. The vafsha yeshom o de erev rav nashim betafpo. Wait a second, shishim ribo is just the men of certain ages. What about all the children? What about the erev rav? What about the nashim? So it was 3 million people. It wasn't 600,000. Lo chashvin el mashen nimtza bakasuv beferush. We're only counting that which is explicit in the pasuk. So when we define Rosh Hashanah as 600,000, it's because the pasuk describes 600,000 people, even though that the 600,000 people was only 600,000 men. In the Dirshu, he points out that that we don't require, in order for something to be Rosh Hashanah, that you have 600,000 men. We do count the nashim and the taf and everything in the count of 600,000. So how do we paskin? So midasa mechaber because of the azurak b'shem yeshomrim, from the fact that the mechaber only quotes this opinion, this giant kula, that anything that's not 600,000 people is not Rosh Hashanah, he only quotes it as a yesh omrim, mashmut la halacha lo sfir lekein, makes it sound like la halacha, he doesn't really hold that way. Umikol makom ein banu koach limchos b'yad ha-samchal al deyazo, but he says we cannot make a macha'a against those who do want to rely on this opinion and say that if there's less than 600,000 that it's a problem, that it's not a problem. The deyazo gam ken lo dasi chidoihi, because even this opinion is not really a das yachid, kamo shiksafti bir halacha. He says, as I explained in bir halacha, this long bir halacha, the reason there's so short mishnah brura over here is because the long bir halacha collects all of the rayas as to whether you actually need 600,000 or you don't. V'chein tzidudu kama achronim v'kol bal nefesh yachmir la'atzmo, and any bal nefesh could be machmir on himself. V'ayin b'sim shin samchal mishnah brura sivkan ches bir halacha kan v'sham. You got to look in a lot of other makoros. Now in the dirshu over here in note 21, he quotes a Tshuvas Yeshua's Malko, who says that if 600,000 only includes people, you only get the number 600,000 by having people that are on the trains that are going through. That doesn't count because they are in a Rishul Sayachid. Almost the exact opposite of Shechta, because they're in a train, they're in an enclosed car, so they are in a Rishul Sayachid, so they cannot count toward the Rishul Sarabim. However, he quotes that it sounds from the Prima Gadim that even people in cars and vehicles and things like that certainly do count toward the Rishus Rabbin. Bechol Yom. So what does it mean? 600,000 every day. Chipasti b'kol Rishonim ha'omdim b'shita zova lo niskar b'divreim. Tanaiza. He says, I looked at all of the Rishonim that hold this 600,000 number, that's one of the conditions. I never found anyone said this condition, that it's got to be 600,000 every day. I haven't seen that. Rakshi Mitzuyin Shom Shishim Ribo. Just that there should be 600,000 people in general. So he says, look in the Ber Halacha what I write in the name of the Ramban and the Ritva. So he says, even though in Dirshu he says over here, even though the Ramban writes in the name of the Sefer Chumos and it needs to be Bechol Yom, and the Ran writes this way as well, and it's quoted in the Beis Yosef as well, and the Mishnah Berurah must have been aware of all that, but he says he didn't find it in most of the Rishonim that hold this Shita, like the Shita of the Mekilim. The Ramban and the Ran that quote this Shita, they themselves are machmir, that you don't need Shishim Ribo to be a Rosh Hasharabim. So when they quote the Mekilim, yeah, maybe they quote this tonight, but they don't hold like those Mekilim. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah really means. So again, to review what we learned tonight, we said that the qualifications of a Rosh Hasharabim are that it needs to be 16 amos wide, it needs to not have a roof, needs to not have walls, or at least be open on both ends and not closed at night. The Mishnah Berurah added an intercity highway is by definition a Rosh Hasharabim if it's 16 amos wide. And then the second opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that if it needs to also have 600,000 people every day in order to be a Rosh Hasharabim. And a huge nafkamina, whether something qualifies it as a Rosh Hasharabim or not, is can you build an Erev there? If it's a Rosh Hasharabim Doraisa, you cannot build an Erev, right? That's what Ramosha held about about Manhattan and also Ocean Parkway, and a lot of the Erevin that Rav Moshe didn't like were because of this definition, because he defined it as a Rishus HaRabim. So whatever you're going to define as a Rishus HaRabim, you're not going to be able to build an Erev in such a location. Okay, so B'Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Se'ifim, Ches, Tes, and probably and maybe the beginning of Yod. We'll see. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.